Yeah, so most of our ground's in West Elgin, very little bit in Kent County. Our carrots are all around that Rodney area.
How many acres?
Total, we farm about 2,500. Our carrots have been growing year to year. Right now, we're just over 200 acres.
Now, is that land you've acquired, or was it in the family?
We've been buying ground the last little bit. I am third generation.
Now, so originally, where were they farming? Your relatives, were they farming in the West Elgin area?
Yeah, my grandpa, I think he moved here in 1954.
Where did he come from?
Hungary. Oh. Both sides of my parents are from Hungary.
Now, what brought them to Canada, of all places?
That's a good question. I think my mom came over during the war, and my dad's parents moved over in the 30s.
Now, did they start with carrots? Were they growing carrots?
No, we just started carrots in 2022. That's something very new for us.
Yeah, now why? Why the switch?
Well, we had a guy that offered us, he wanted to retire, and he's got a place in Belize, and he just wanted to move out, be able to travel there more often. And yeah, just got in the right place at the right time.
What is that like? Are they an easy crop?
No, it's very time.
I was going to say.
It's, we're spraying every 2 weeks, we got to spray a fungicide. We probably spray some of these fields about 10 times, 12 times. At harvest, it's very slow. We're only harvesting less than an acre an hour. We probably, in the field, have about 10 people.
Now, have you got contract? Where do the carrots go?
Probably most of ours go to Norterra and Ingersoll. Okay. A little bit will go into New York. We've sent a little bit into Quebec, a bit in Tecumseh. But most of ours goes into Ingersoll, Norterra.
Now, are there other things you're growing? I thought I had down here. Oh, corn and soy?
We grow corn and soy, and we also, this is the first year we're going to be doing custom harvest and sweet corn.
Now, how many acres you got in sweet corn?
About 4,000. And, you know, there's times we probably got, on average, we got about 4 trucks a day running sweet corn. We can be up to around 10 in a day.
Well, let's look at the trucking side of it. How many trucks are you?
We have 18 trucks, and we have 33 trailers. We run anywhere from, we've been down to Miami, Florida, all the way to eastern Quebec.
Now, is that all with ag products?
Yeah, so if we're down in Florida, we've been taking hay down there, bringing produce back.
Now, are you hauling just generalized freight as well?
No, everything we do is through a reefer. So mostly is produce. We brought the odd load of flowers back. Whatever we can find down there, we'll put in a reefer and bring it back.
Now, just kind of looking ahead a little bit, are you going to stay with the carrots?
Oh, yeah. That's something I really enjoy doing. Yeah. It's new. It's more, you're involved in it more, and I really enjoy that side. So most of our carrots go into dice, so like a 3/8 cube. So when you're looking at Green Giant bags with like mixed veg, so they got like peas and carrots and corn. Our carrots are usually in those. Now our carrots are, so we call them a jumbo carrot. We've had carrots upwards of 5.5 pounds per carrot. So the bigger the carrot we can get, the more higher recovery they get, and yeah, the better it is. You know, we can get a big rain and basically flood our carrots right out, or we can get a lot of rain and we can have rotten carrots. Yeah. So you get a lot higher risk. So hoping that reward is a lot higher.
Now, when you're planting carrots, that how many of those plants do you get per acre? Is it fairly intensive as far as
land? So we plant around 190,000, and some guys are planting upwards of 600,000, or even maybe a little higher, depending on the market. But we are going for the jumbo carrots, so we try and space our carrots out a bit more. Yeah, we get about 50 ton to the acre.
Now, look at yourself here. Now, do you have kids?
Yeah.
Are they going to be the next generation?
We hope. We hope. We have an 8-year-old daughter, Brinley, 5-year-old daughter, Tori, and a 3-year-old son, Mason. Well, there is a lot of work, but I remember back when my parents were doing it and I was that age, there was a lot of work then. But things are just a lot different now. It's way more mechanized.
Yeah, and robotics and things like that.
Big time. And now they're coming out with autonomous tractors and all that. It's a lot more management. Like at times we could be up to 30 people here, and it's a lot more trying to just managing people.